Tiguru janana kamala bhajaman. Tiguru janana kamala bhajaman. Guru charana kamala bhajaman. Guru charana. Guru Charana Kamala Vajama. Guru Kripa Bina Nei Koi Saran Bal Vajaman Vaja Anuksha. Guru Kripa Bina Nei Koi Saran Bal Bhajaman Bhajanuksha. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajama. Milta nahi aisi durlabh janam Brahmadu chora bhuvan. Milta nahi aisi durlabh janam Brahmadu Choda Bhuvan. Kisi ko milta hai aho bhagya se Hari Bhakton ke darasan. Kisi ko milta hai aho bhagya se Hari Bhakton ke darasan. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati Dinajana Karuna Nidam. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati Dinajana Karuna Nidam. Bhakti Bhava Prem Tino Prakashata Sri Guru Patita Pavan. Bhakti Bhava Prem Tino Prakashata Sri Guru Patita Pavan. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. 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 Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Shruti Smriti Aur Purmanana Mano Kino Spasta Praman. Shruti Smriti Aur Puranana Moye Kino Spasta Praman. Tandamana Jivan Guru Pade Arpan Sri Hari Namaratan. Tandamana Jivan Guru Pade Arpan Sri Hari Namaratan. Sri Guru Charana Kamala Bhajaman. Siguru Jadana Kamala Bajaman. Siguru Jadana Kamala Bajaman. Siguru Jadana Kamala Bajaman. Guru Jadana Kamala Bajaman. Siguru Jadana Siguru Jadana Kamala Bajama. Siguru Jadana Kamala. Siguru Jadana Kamala Bajaman. Just worship the lotus feet of Guru with all your heart. Here it says, Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati. Because as we explained before, this Brijbhasa language is like children's language. Word like murti, very difficult for a child, murti. So Brijbhasa also like child's language, so we say murati. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murti. He is the form of the blissful, mercy energy of Krishna. Just like in Hindi, we say His Divine Grace, Krishna Kripa Murti. But here says Krishna Kripa Ananda Murti, the blissful energy of Krishna's mercy. Krishna Kripa Ki Ananda Murati, Dina Jan Karuna Nidan. And he's the storehouse of Karuna for the fallen souls. Dina Jan Karuna Nidan. Bhakti Bhava Prem Tino Prakashata. Now I'm sure all of you have a friend named Prakash. Do you know a Prakash? No? You know Prakash, right? Very common name. You know the meaning of Prakash? Light, shine. So Bhakti Bhav Prem, he shines light on the path to Bhakti Bhav and finally Prem. Bhakti Bhava Prem. Tino Prakashata. All three paths he shines light for us. Bhakti Bhav Prem, Tino Prakashata, Sri Guru Patita Pavan. We heard the other day, Patit means ourselves, fallen. Patit. And Pavan, we heard, means to purify, the purifier of the fallen souls. Srila Prabhupada is definitely the purifier of the fallen souls. And I was thinking that some of you are thinking that we weren't so fortunate like you. You met Prabhupada, you saw Prabhupada, you got initiation from Prabhupada, you're very fortunate. But don't think like that, that you're unfortunate. Actually, you're more fortunate than us. One time, this story nobody knows, it never got into the nectar books or the Prabhupada nectar. But it was personally told to me by a devotee who's no longer in this world. Kartikeya. He's no longer in this world to tell that story, so very few people know this story. But he personally told it to me. Because Prabhupada was Kartikeya was Prabhupada's servant. And one time, in old days, they went to Hawaii. This is probably first trip to Hawaii with Prabhupada. And Kartikeya was cooking and taking care of Prabhupada. So one day, Govindadasi, our famous god sister for Tulsi Puja, worship of Tulsi, she came back from the market with some wheat germ. Now, I never met anybody in India who knew what wheat germ is. Do you know what wheat germ is? No idea. And it's very common in the West. Anyway, the part of the wheat that germinates, it's that little part. The important thing to understand is it's not suji. It's something else, not cream of wheat. Okay. So, Kartikeya thought, next time Swamiji, this is old days, before we called him Prabhupada, next time Swamiji asks for halava, I'll make it with the wheat germ instead of with the suji. And he'll be so pleased. So one day it rained. So rain means the weather becomes a little cold. When it's cold, Prabhupada liked halava, because it's full of lots of ghee and grain, makes you nice and warm. So Prabhupada called Kartikeya and told him to make some halava. So Kartikeya went in the kitchen and he was thinking, I'm going to make it with the wheat germ instead of the suji. And Swamiji will be so pleased. That was his whole bhav as he was cooking. The Swamiji will be so pleased. He has liked this very much. Whole way he was cooking and cooking, just feeling like that. With this bhav he was cooking. So finally he offered it to Krishna. He took some out of the pot, put it into a bowl and spoon, and brought it to Prabhupada's room. And Prabhupada took one look and said, what is this? Halava means suji, cream of wheat. With his left hand, Prabhupada said, take it away. Now in India, if you reject something by left hand, that is very heavy. Prabhupada said, take it out. Nikaldo. So Kartikeya, he was very sentimental, very emotional type of person. He was totally crushed. His whole bhav was, Swamiji will be so pleased, and Swamiji said, take it out. So he didn't know what to do, and he was crying, because he was an emotional type of devotee. So he went in the temple room, and he sat in front of the picture of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And he was crying and crying. He said, I was just trying to please your spiritual son, Swamiji. That was my only bhav. But somehow he's become upset with me. I don't know what to do. And he was crying. Suddenly he heard Prabhupada's voice. Kartikeya? Kartikeya? He went running to Prabhupada's room and said, bring that halava. And with great gusto, Prabhupada, he finished off the whole bowl. He said, bring some more. Again he ate with great gusto. He finished off the whole pot of halava. So Kartikeya told me two things he learned from this story, this incident. One is that Prabhupada is not alone. This whole chain of spiritual masters be back to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Because he was sitting in front of the picture of Bhaktisiddhanta and praying, right? So this whole chain of spiritual masters behind Prabhupada, all the way back to the lotus feet of Krishna. And second thing he learned from this incident was that the grandfather is more merciful than the father. Prabhupada always used to say this. And in our own life we have practical experience. My grandfather had a little what nowadays we would call convenience store. It had everything in it, you know. So one side, whenever we go to visit Grandpa, we'd always go down to the store and we'd go to the side where all the chocolate was. Now my father, who had to pay for all our dental bills, he would come, no, 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 no. But Grandpa, behind the back, he would give us. His grandfather's more merciful than the father. So you are all more fortunate than us. You will get more mercy from Prabhupada than we will, because you have Prabhupada as your grandfather guru. You will get more mercy. Don't feel yourself unfortunate. You're very fortunate. And speaking of fortunate, we were remembering a very fortunate devotee. Today we went to Jagannath Mandir. We saw the Samadhi Mandir of Jayananda Thakur, who really got Prabhupada's mercy. And we told my favorite story of Jayananda, so I was thinking I would share it with everyone tonight. We just shared it with a small circle. Because one time there was a devotee, a godbrother of mine named Keshava, who is no longer in this world. He was the president of San Francisco Temple. And Dhanavir, was that time he was Brahmachari, he was known as Mr. Enthusiasm. And he was the temple president of Berkeley Temple on the other side of the bay. So he was very enthusiastic, but he was also a little gullible, a little naive. So one day Jayananda called up Dhanavir in Berkeley and said, we got an engagement in the penitentiary in Oakland, which is just near Berkeley on the other side of the bay from San Francisco. So we want you to make a big pot of halava with lots and lots of butter. Because in America, we make the halva with butter instead of ghee. And butter halva has a different taste than ghee halva. Put lots of butter in it. And make Simply Wonderfuls with lots of butter and mix strawberries in them. So Donovan was very enthusiastic, immediately got the cooks going, making a big pot of halva, making Simply Wonderfuls. And Jayananda, the San Francisco temple, had this old panel truck where the window between the cab and the back of the truck was broken out. And there was no gas pedal. Jayananda tied a string around his left toe to the stick where the gas pedal should have been. And with his left foot, he was working the gas pedal, and with his right foot, he was working the clutch and the brake at the same time. So they drove over to Berkeley Temple, picked up the Berkeley devotees and all the prasadam. So Jayananda is driving down the road, and he says to Keshav, "You know, Keshav, I bet the devotees would be really enthusiastic to serve out prasadam if they had a little bit, tasted it, you know?" And Keshav says, "Jayananda, that's a great idea. Hey, back there, pass out some halava and send two plates up here with some simplies, you know?" The Jayananda is going down the road with a string around his toe and eating halava and Simply Wonderfuls and driving the van. After a while, Jayananda says, "You know, Keshav, that was really great. Hey, Donovan, you made nice prasadam. Maybe we should try a little more. What do you think?" And Keshav said, "Well, Jayananda, I think that's a great idea. Hey, pass out some more and send some up here." So they served out some more halava. In this way, finally, Danavir looked in the pot. There was just a little mark of ghee and a few crumbs. And in the tray of Simply Wonderfuls, because Simply Wonderfuls, you roll them in milk powder after you make them. So the milk powder sort of falls off. So it was just the crumbs of milk powder that fell off the Simply Wonder. Nothing was left. And Donovan went, "Oh no, we're so fallen. All the prasadam that was meant for the fallen conditioned souls, we ate it all. We're so fallen." Just then they drove up to the penitentiary. And the guard came out. He opened up the back of the truck. He says, "You don't have any food in here. You know it's illegal to bring food inside the penitentiary." "Oh, no, sir. We don't have any food in this van." That was Jayananda. He loved prasadam. He was ready to even trick his godbrother to get some. Jayananda Thakur ki. So you're very fortunate you have this Pushpa Samadhi there at Jagannath Mandir, Jayananda Thakur. So anyway, after we get the mercy of Guru and Vaishnava, we want to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So again, we'll sing our favorite song about Lord Chaitanya. Sundara Lala Sajiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Me Sundara Lala Sajiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtan Me Palle Chandana Tilakamanohara Alaka Shobe Kapolaname Palle Chandana Tilakamanohara Alaka Shobe Kapolaname Bolo Sundara Lala Sajiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Bala Sundara Lala Sajiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname. Shire Chuda Darshani Rale Vanapula Mala Pia Pardole Shire Chuda Darshani Rale Vanapula Mala Pia Pardole Pairna Pita Patambara Shobe Nupura Runu Junu Charaname Pairna Pita Patambara Shobe Nupura Runu Junu Charaname Mala Junera Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Mala Junera Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Radha Krishna ekatanue Nidhuvana maje Bansi bajave Radha Krishna ekatanue Nidhuvana maje Bansi bajave Visarupaki Prabhuji sahe Avata prakatai Nariya me Vishwarupaki Avata Prakatai Mala Sunera Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Mala Sunera Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Koi Gavata He Radha Krishna Nam Koi Gavata He Hari Gunagan Koi Gavata He Mridanga Tala Madura Rasala Bajata Hai Koi Ranganame Mridanga Tala Madura Rasala Bajata Hai Koi Ranganame Mala Sunera Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Mala Sunera Lala Sachiru Lala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Mala Najata Sri Hari Kirtaname Mala Najata Hari Kirtaname Bolo Sri Sachinandana Gaura Hari Bo Sundara Lala Sachidu Lala Nachata Sri Hari Kirtane. That beautiful little boy of Mother Sachi is always chanting, dancing in Sri Hari Kirtan, because Sri Hari Kirtan is the recommended process for this dark age of Kali, chanting very loudly and very enthusiastically, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Because we always go in procession, in order. First we get mercy of Guru, then Lord Chaitanya, then Krishna. We don't go directly to Krishna. Just like, I remember when I first joined, they didn't even have a temple. They were staying, they come to Boulder, Colorado, at the foot of the Rocky Mountains to open a temple. And they were staying with some hippies about 20 miles, 30 miles outside of Boulder on the way to Longmont in a real log cabin, you know, made out of not cut wood, but real logs like this joined together. Real log cabin. So, and it was Jamashtami Day that I joined. And then we were trying to find a new place, find a place to start a temple. So we know Jamashtami comes around August, September. And in America, September means school starts. And so Boulder is famous for the University of Colorado at Boulder. And it came in the paper that there was 600 students looking for off-campus housing. And we were in competition with 600 students. And this is 1969. We looked weird. Nobody knew what a Hare Krishna was. So we had this old beat-up Ford, 1947 Ford pickup truck. And we'd all jump in the, you know, two people sat in the cab and the rest of us all bundled up in blankets because it's just at the foot of the mountains, you know, so September means it's starting to get cold. And we drive into Boulder, you know, all along the mountains. And then we get to Boulder, and just, I'm telling you all this so you know what the pioneer days of Krishna consciousness were like. It wasn't like this. Now we come, we have nice AC room and attached bath and this and that. And you know, we first came here to Mayapur, we had to run to the outhouse. We had to, and there was no running water. And our stomachs were sick and our belly was cramped. And we have to pump this pump to get water. It's the same thing in America with pioneer days. We got to the park, there was a park, and we'd have our morning program in the park. Well, a couple of the devotees would go to the Safeway store, which is a supermarket in America. But they didn't go inside the store, they went around the back. Because we didn't have any money. It's not like now where we have nice, you go to any temple, you get nice cashews and kishmish and raisins and, you know, all kinds of things. We didn't have any money, so we in the back of the store, we would get the leftover things. Say the bananas got brown spots on them. Brown spots means it's just time for eating. But the store can't sell them because they gotta wait, stay on the shelf for a few days. So they would take 40-pound boxes, 20-kilo boxes of bananas and just throw them out in the trash. The eggplant had little orange spots on it, whole box. The tomatoes were growing a beard, whole box. So we would get all these things. Apples have a few bruises on them, whole box. So we get all these things, cut off the bad spots. The cauliflower was getting a little black, you know, we scrape off the black and cook it. It wasn't always like it is now. You go to your temple and you get nice prasadam. It was really austere those days. We had no money, so we got everything for free. And we make a little offering in the park, and then we go up to there was a shopping center right out across the street from the campus called The Hill. So we chant on The Hill, and then the devotees would go out to every real estate agent and take the newspaper and every ad in the newspaper. They were looking for a place to stay. And they gave me a bunch of Back to Godheads and sent me onto the campus to sell Back to Godheads. So I wandered around the campus and I found a place. I didn't know anything about Krishna consciousness. I had hair down to here. According to Western astrology, I was a Leo, so this was my mane. But there was a place where there was a little bridge over a pond. And it looked like sort of a Buddhist type of setting, you know, like it looked like a haiku poem. So I would stand next to the bridge, and I became the troll. Nobody got over that bridge without buying a Bhakti Gata. And I had my whole line, right? I would tell them that they were starting a new temple, and if you know of any place, I'd always end up that we're starting a temple here. We need to find a place to stay. If you know of any place for rent, please tell us. So one day somebody said, well, I heard on Concord Street there's a place for rent. So when I got back from Sankirtan, told them, wait, somebody told me there's a place on Concord Street for rent. A whole house. And the devotee said, where's Concord Street?
Didn't ask.
He's a spaced out hippie. Hopeless case. What's the address?
Forgot to ask.
They looked at me out of the corner of their eyes, spaced out hippie. He's hopeless. We'll see if he makes it as a devotee or not. So the next day, somebody told me, I heard there's a place on Concord Street. So I got back from Sankirtan, I told the devotees, somebody told me there's a place on Concord Street. Where's Concord Street? I don't know. They looked at me in the corner of their eyes, oh, this guy's hopeless. What's the address?
Didn't ask.
So the next day, this big football jock was coming. Now these guys, they never take books, they never stop, but somehow this guy stopped. He listened to me. He didn't take a magazine, but he said, I heard there's a place on Concord Street. Now I wasn't going to have the devotees looking me out of the corner of their eyes again. I said, where's Concord Street? I don't know. Well, ask at a gas station. Petrol pump. In America we call it gas station. Petrol pump. Because in the old days, in America, all the petrol pumps were run, they were mom and pop operations, you know. The guy who ran the petrol pump, he knew everybody in town. He knew where the best hardware store was, the best, this, you know, best bank, everything. If you wanted to know anything, you went to the petrol pump and asked the guy. He knew everybody in town. Now they're all self-service, and there's some guy behind a bulletproof glass. He's not even from that area, so he doesn't know the area. Actually, he's from India, so he doesn't know anything about the... And if you asked him a question, he'd probably push the alarm button. And I said, oh, why didn't I think of that, you know? So what's the address? I don't know, but it was for rent. There must be a sign out front. Yeah, right. Why didn't I think of that, you know? So I went back and I told the devotees, somebody told me there's a place on Concord Street. And they looked at me, where's Concord Street? He said, they didn't know, but you could ask at a gas station, petrol pump. I said, what's the address? He said, he didn't know. He said, but if it's for rent, must be a sign out front, right? Because I said, this is the third time. This is very auspicious. Because I learned right from the beginning of Krishna consciousness, there's only like three or four adjectives that we use. Blissful, ecstatic, auspicious, mercy. We only have four adjectives in Krishna consciousness. So this is very auspicious, third time, you know. So they said, what's the address? He didn't know, but if it's for rent, there must be a sign out front, right? So they've been to every real estate agent, they've answered every ad in the papers, now there's nothing else to do except listen to me. So we went to the petrol pump, the guy says, Concord Street's a funny street, it doesn't cross Broadway. Because every street in Boulder crosses Broadway. You have to go up Sutton Sun Street, you go over, then you come back a couple of blocks, and there's a 6-block-long street called Concord Street. So we went there, we drove up and down the street, we didn't see any rent signs. But we saw a house that was empty. So there was one lady with her stroller going down the street. We asked her about the house. She said, I don't know, but the landlord lives on the corner. So we drove up to the corner, and the person who was driving was Bhavananda. He's my Vartmana Padarshika Guru. And he was with his wife Palika, if anybody remembers wonderful Palika. And he was wearing yogi pants and a kurta, and he had hair a little bit longer than this. He had a sikha and everything. But Palika was in her sari. They left me in the truck. They figured I looked weird with all my hair all over the place. And they left me in the truck and they went in to talk to the owner of the house. So meanwhile, I was stuck in the truck, so I was praying to Krishna, Krishna, you please got to get us this place. You know, we've looked everywhere. You got to get us this place. Then I remember the devotee said, you can't pray to Krishna directly. You got to go through Radharani. So then I started praying to Radharani. Radharani, you please got to get us. Then I remember they say, you can't go to Radharani directly. You got to go through Lord Chaitanya.
So then I was praying to Lord Chaitanya, please get to this place, you know. Then I remember you can't go to Lord Chaitanya directly, you got to go through Lord Nityananda. So then I was praying, oh Lord Nityananda, please get to this place, we've been looking everywhere. And then I remembered you can't go to Lord Nityananda directly, you got to go through Prabhupada. So then I was praying, oh Prabhupada, get to this place. And then I'd heard a couple of stories, so I knew there was somebody named Narad Muni, so I was praying to him. And there's a couple of guys called Jai and Vijay, so I threw them in also. This is the old days of Krishna consciousness. So anyway, they walked out of the house and the guy rented the house to them. When we moved in, the landlord next door said, you guys have somebody up there. Because all summer long, not less than 100 people came to ask about that house. And this guy rented to you and you guys look funny. What had happened was he worked for a restoration company that restored old houses. So he was carpenter, electrician, plumber, painter, all arounder. So he was going to retire, divide this house into apartments like everybody else in Boulder and rent it out to the students. But since he was a muda, they put a bigger carrot on the end of the stick. Because this is an American example. They get the donkey to move, we put a carrot on the end of a stick and tie it to his head and he goes chasing after the carrot. So they put a bigger carrot, they offered him a raise, not to retire. And just that night when Bhavananda Palika walked in the door and I was out there praying, he just decided that he wasn't going to retire, he didn't have time to divide it up into apartments, better to rent the whole house out. And that was our first temple, 623 Concord Street. So I'm telling you all that so you know the old days of Krishna consciousness. But anyway, the point is we go from Guru to Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, Radharani and Krishna. So we're going to end with a special song tonight, so we'll go right directly to Krishna Leela right now. We'll back to Nandagam. So just across the fields from Tirkadam, we were at Tirkadam yesterday, there's a place called Asheshwarvan. And what happened was, we know that Krishna first he appeared in Gokul, then after some time they moved to Nandagam, which is a big hill. And this hill is incarnation of Lord Shiva. We call it Nandeshwar Parvat. So shortly after they moved to Nandagam, then Lord Shiva decided he wanted to come and get darshan of Nandalala. So he came up the path, because Nanda Bhavan is on top of the hill. So he was playing his drum, you know, Lord Shiva's drum, you know, shaped like an X with two little balls tied in the center. And you shake it like this. You've seen? This is called Damaru. Damaru. So Lord Shiva came playing his Damaru. So Maya Yasoda came outside to see what is all this noise. And she saw there was one horrible yogi standing there. Whole body was covered with rock. You know rock? Ash. From where? Crematorium. And on his neck there was a big sump, snake. And bichu, scorpion. And makari, spider. So Mother Yasoda saw this horrible yogi, so she slammed the door. Then Lord Shiva, he began to cry, Are Maya, I came to get darshan of your Lala, please open the door. And Mother Yasoda said, Are Baba, tuko dekhega to mera Lala dhar jayega. If my Lala will see you, he'll become frightened. You please go away. No, Maya, I came just to get darshan of your Lala. Baba tuku dekhega to dhar jayega. Jao yahan se. If my Lala will see you, he'll become frightened. You please go away. But Maya, I came from so far away. My boat Dur, see, I came all the way from Durban in South Africa just to get darshan of your Lala. Mother said, look, Baba, mere Lala tuko degege to dar jayega. My Lala will see you, become frightened, you go on your way. The Lord Shiva says, all right, I'm going to sit here outside until he doesn't come outside. So Mother Yasoda opened the door, she came outside, said, look, Baba, I know all you Babas. You only came for one thing, some roti. You know roti, you know chapati. And especially our Gujarati friends, they make them so flat like piece of paper. You ever had prasad at Gujarati's house? We have one Gujarati here, eh? Like piece of paper they make them. But in Braj, we don't use this thing, like this. Very thick, with homemade ghee and butter on top. And all the babas go in the morning, Radisha Madhukari, Radisha Madhukari, Haribo Roti Do. They get nice roti and sag, and they get such kheer. In Nandagam, you get such kheer. Sometimes we go to our life member's house to take prasadam, and it's, they make some kheer. It looks like some rice is floating around in the milk. But in Nandagam, the kheer is so thick, you don't even need a cup. They put it right on the patal. Like that. So they get all these things. So they get rotis. So Mother Yasoda gave a big stack of rotis to Baba and said, Baba, now you be on your way. So Lord Shiva, he became nirash. Nirash means hopeless and helpless. So he went away in a forest nearby and sat down, and he was hoping against hope. And what was his hope? He was hoping to get darshan of Nanda Lala. Just like all of you, huh? You're all hoping to get darshan of Nanda Lala, is it? That is Krishna consciousness in a nutshell. Everything we're doing is with a hope to get darshan of Nanda Lala. We're chanting some rounds, we're following regular principles. When we're in Vrindavan and Mayapur, we go to Mangalarti, or at least we go on Jamastami and Gaurapurnima. We do all these things. Why? We're hoping to get darshan of Nanda Lala. In fact, if you keep this formula in your brain before you do anything, am I doing this with the hope to get darshan of Nanda Lala? Or am I doing this with the hope to get sense gratification? Then you're always Krishna conscious. Simple. We make it complicated, but Krishna conscious is very simple. So he was hoping against hope to get darshan of Nanda Lala. That is the best of all hopes. Actually, that is the Lord of all hopes. So he became known as Asheshar Mahadev. And that forest became known as Asheshar Ban. Meanwhile, Lala knew that his best devotee, because we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, the best of the Vaishnavas is Shambhu, Lord Shiva. He couldn't see his best devotee, he began to cry. And everything Mother Yasoda did to stop Lala from crying got failed. And all the older gopis came. And they all tried to stop Lala from crying, but everybody got failed. But there was one older gopi there, but she was very intelligent. Ek budi gopi ti, lekin budi man biti. She was very intelligent. She said, somebody has put evil eye on your Lala. In Hindi we say nazar. Just like I learned all of my Devanagari just from sitting in the Bhagavatam class with the book, you know, and just going to the back and seeing the Devanagari and seeing the verse. And then I learned all the Devanagari script just sitting in a Bhagavatam class. So when I got to India, in those days we all came on one big plane, and we all got on a bunch of buses and went to the Dham. So we're going to Vrindavan, and then I looked at the truck in front of us. On the back it said, Buri Nazar Wali Tere Mu Kala.